Some North Dakota groups are renewing calls for the state to be more efficient in disbursing emergency pandemic rental aid. They say improvements have been made, but warn people who still need it are going without. Last fall, North Dakota launched the online component of its Rent Help initiative, which distributes federal assistance for households facing eviction. Sue Shurick of the North Dakota Coalition for Homeless People says they're still hearing stories about payment delays in some cases, prompting eviction proceedings. She acknowledges the state has acted on some concerns, but thinks this should no longer be a problem.
This is money that gets put directly in the hands of the landlord or the utility company, and this should be a program that benefits our state and keeps people housed, and it's just not working the way it should.
She says their feedback is from application counselors. The State Human Services Department says it's aware of the lingering frustration and continues to eye system upgrades. It notes the average wait times for calls to the program's contact center are much shorter. So far, North Dakota has distributed more than $42 million in rental aid. Katie Jo Armbrust of the North Dakota Continuum of Care says with an undertaking like this, glitches are expected. But she says local partners wish there had been more planning to make better use of their intake systems as the state prepared the online portal with its vendor.
The system and the infrastructure are certainly there. And so I think on our end, there was a little frustration or disappointment that there wasn't a better coordination with the coordinated entry system.
The group suggests the problems almost defeat the purpose of emergency relief. Jessica Thomason of the Department of Human Services contends the system is especially helpful in counties with fewer resources. And she says the state isn't tuning out the feedback.
We try to learn from what we hear from the contact center. We try to learn from our community partners if there's confusion.
Thomason says other improvements include simplifying the email updates for applicants as well as how-to videos. After a slow rollout, data show rental aid distribution has ticked up in recent months. I'm Mike Moen reporting. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.